I mean, we are.
Hey, Amanda, can you hear me okay?
Hey, Marissa, can you hear me?
Yeah, you got us?
Yes.
Okay. Chandler's sitting down.
All right. Chandler, can you hear us okay?
I don't turn volume up on this thing.
Usually in the right.
Talk now. Yeah, I can hear you good now.
You got it? Okay. All right. We've now been joined by Chandler Smith. Chandler, thank you for joining us here after the race at Knoxville. We're going to roll straight into questions. If you have questions for Chandler, go ahead and raise your hand, and we're going to take as many questions as we can. And to kick us off, we're going to start with Bob Pockris. Go ahead, Bob.
Yeah, Chandler, I'm curious, are you emotionally spent after that, after all those different, all those restarts and kind of the way this race finished?
Yeah, I think that's an understatement, to be completely honest with you. I don't know how many laps we had on those tires, 120 or whatever. I mean, we were fine with maybe one overtime restart, not like six of them or anything like that. And yeah, it's just, I can't catch a break. It feels like I get so close to these wins and something happens and we have a really good day or something happens. Today we had a really solid day in my number 18 JBL Toyota Tundra. And I mean, I really thought that was going to be ours there, but it is what it is, I guess.
And I know it might be tough to think about right now, but you're 40 points up on that's your cushion going into the Glen. So just looking at big picture, do you feel comfortable? I mean, obviously there can always be an upset winner, but going into there, do you feel somewhat comfortable?
Yeah, definitely. I think as a team, our team, the 18 team, our biggest thing was making sure we completed tonight clean, because our road course program is really strong. We got something really special going there. So, I mean, I feel really good going there, definitely with 40 points up. I definitely thought we wouldn't even be talking about points now. I think we'd be talking about how I ended up winning tonight, but is what it is.
And just finally on the final restart, is there any strategy when you're starting on the outside?
No, it was horrible. The outside was absolutely garbage after the start of stage two, to be honest with you. So
thank you.
Yep, thank you.
Okay, I believe we have a question inside.
Chandler, you paced that 5 or 6 restarts in a row from the inside. You pretty much had the wind in your hands. What happened when Austin took the lead? Did it happen outside of two? I mean, we were looking at cars wrecked by
you. To be completely honest with you, you never took the lead, but it depends who you ask.
And then just how's that feel to have that ripped away from you?
That's not a good question.
If you could change anything about what we run third or on a NASCAR like race, anything about that race, you know, 75 laps, half time to work the track, if you could change anything, what would you change?
To be completely honest with you, if I told you an answer, I'd be lying. This is my second ever dirt race, so I have no clue about the dirt or anything. All I know is dry slick cushion and berm.
All right. Any additional questions for Chandler? All right. Justin from KCOU, go ahead.
Thank you, Chandler. Chandler, we've seen a lot of races this year where we've had a lot of accidents, a lot of late race cautions. Has the aggression level been higher than years past, or do you feel like everybody's been in pushing it a little too hard in these late age parts of the race?
To be completely honest with you, so I started truck racing, I think, in 2019. Yeah, 2019, I did 4 truck races, and I guess you could say aggression of everybody is night and day difference from now. The truck series, I believe, is one of the most competitive series out there now. Everybody's driving like the checkered flags. One lap away, even if we just start the race, you know what I mean? So it's definitely more aggressive than it was when I started the series.
Thank you, Chandler.
Okay, I believe Lee has a question in the room. Go ahead, Lee.
Despite, you know, what re-inspired in the end, and the re-inspired of Megan Moss in the winter,
overall, what kind of grade would you give the event as a whole? Just, you know, coming here, the fun factor. I mean, I know you're not getting this right now, but overall, you know, the fact that you didn't have a pit stop over the final stage, and you were out there just digging.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, how would you consider this race as an inaugural event?
I thought it was pretty good. I've never been out here to the speedway, and obviously it's got a lot of history behind it, and midget racing and now stock cars as well. So just being able to come out here and run with my team and all was honestly an honor. And I'm just very blessed to be in this position to be able to come out here and race at the Camping World Truck Series.
And Donnie told you, in the last couple laps, he knew that the guys were going to come after you and attack you. Did you just have to be in defense throughout, those final four restarts?
Yes and no. The biggest thing for us is we had probably, I don't know how many more laps on our tires than everybody else, but they were completely wore out compared to everybody else. And the biggest thing for me was just getting a good launch. If I was clear getting into one, we were going to set sail. But if they were able to somehow tuck under me and kind of move me or jack me up a little bit, just enough to get to my inside, that was a completely different story. So, obviously, when Austin got the lead and I got put to the outside, that definitely didn't help my circumstances at all. But we were able to fight back there, even on the outside, and come back with the P2.
Okay, Austin, all
right, Chandler, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you.
Amanda Grant will be coming on next.
Okay, thank you. All right, Grant, can you hear me?
I can.
Okay. All right. We've now been joined by Grant Infinger. If you have a question for Grant, go ahead and raise your hand. And do we have any questions for Grant in the room to go ahead and get us started? Okay. We'll start with Sterling with KCOU. Go ahead, Sterling.
Thank you. First of all, Grant, congratulations on your good finish tonight. We noticed near the end of that race, it just seemed like there were a lot of cautions and a lot of wrecks happening. A lot of drivers were being really aggressive. In your mind, was it more like survival of the fittest near the end of this race? And if so, why?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's how we've designed racing. You know, over the years, there's no penalty for rough driving. We're putting all of us on a, 70-mile-an-hour, 60-mile-an-hour short track, basically, that you got to run the bottom. So there's going to be rooting and gouging and hurt feelings, and there for sure was tonight. But, we don't penalize anybody for rough driving. We kind of throw that carrot out there to nothing matters but a win. So we're all trying to do it. So, I took more than I should have tonight, and there was guys that took a lot more off of me than I wanted to give them. So it's just part of this truck series and the fact that we're, like I said, on a single groove, pretty slow, short track style race, but it's a lot of fun out there. If you can kind of get over your hurt feelings a little bit, I'm proud of everybody on this 98 Tundra. J-Rod made it something that it wasn't. We were a few tenths off when we unloaded yesterday, and he worked really, really hard to give me what I was looking for. I feel like, I seen the 18 truck in practice yesterday, and his truck handled like what we wanted to. I think they probably just used up their tires, but Austin was for sure the class of the field at the end. So congratulations to those guys. He had the fastest truck, and he got it up front when he needed. I needed the restart before last to go green, and I think we had an opportunity to make it three wide on the bottom there and kind of potentially steal one. But all in all, like, thank you to Duke and Ryan Thorson, everybody at Champion Power Equipment that allows us to do this.
And how was your experience driving behind the wheel on a track like Knoxville? Knoxville. Is this your first time at Knoxville Raceway?
Yeah, it's definitely my first time at Knoxville Raceway. I've never been here. Really like the track. Honestly, it was 100% what I expected. Really felt like it was just going to be slick momentum racing on the bottom. And you know, that's how it was. And J-Rod did a great job as crew chief yesterday to give me kind of the feel we were looking for, because we didn't start out that way, but we made it a lot closer. And like I said, proud of the effort. I'd say it was kind of a cross between like the Springfield and DeCoin ARCA stuff that I've done before, and maybe a Berlin or something like that with really low grip asphalt.
Thanks, Grant. Congratulations.
Thank you.
All right. I believe Lee has a question in the room.
Can you just kind of give me an overall grade, what you thought about the event? You know, coming into an inaugural event, I mean, so many different people from so many different racing disciplines out there. And honestly, Brian Brown was the only one to finish in the top 10. And, you know, I mean, it's like, I'm just kind of blown away by, you know, I saw you at Crafton day in, and you know, people don't know, but Crafton's a pretty stout dirt racer too. And it's like, but just overall, what you thought of the event?
Yeah, these dirt races can honestly be a lot like super speedway and road course races. You can have some surprises here. And I think we saw a big one. I seen it on the big screen there on the red flag there on that restart. But everybody is in such close quarters. There is a lot of guys running about the same speed for a lot of the race, and everybody's fighting for that bottom. So I think that's why, you had some guys get caught up in a lot of wrecks. I feel like first two-thirds of the race was relatively clean, good race. But, it gets to the end of all these truck races, it gets, pretty nasty. And this one for sure was. So, I thought it was a great show. I'd like to see maybe some supporting local divisions out there. So these great fans that we had here that held out through all this weather and everything else had something else to see other than, just us kind of practicing, last night and then not racing again until 6 o'clock tonight. So I'd like to see some supporting races, but I thought the facility was great. Everybody around the town, there was a buzz around it. There was a lot of campgrounds. We saw some people with our guys at Champion Power Equipment out there, and everybody was having a good time and kind of a buzz around it.
All right, we're going to go to our next question here with RJ. Go ahead, RJ.
Hey, Grant, so did those outside lanes go away like quicker than you expected, or did you really expect that to happen as fast as it did?
No, it happened as expected, to be honest with you, from my standpoint. It the fact that there was a second groove in the heat race surprised me a little bit. But yeah, I expected it to be on the bottom, just kind of momentum racing. Like I said, I kind of compared it on the radio with J-Rod to a Martinsville style race where you're kind of rooting those guys off the bottom. You couldn't pass a lap car. I mean, somebody could be 2 seconds off the pace. You're not going to pass them on the outside. So, other than maybe a true dirt racer when the first 10 or 15 laps of the race where there was a little bit of grip up there. So that's kind of how I expected, but I don't necessarily think that's a bad racing. It's just, single groove like some of these races are. It's definitely exciting from my standpoint. Maybe a little too exciting a few times.
Thank you, Grant. Great run tonight.
Thank you.
All right, Grant, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
Right. Austin, can you hear me?
I got you.
All right. Congratulations on that victory.
Thank you.
We're going to, considering the time of tonight, we're going to go ahead and roll straight into questions. And we will take them both inside the media center and on Zoom as well. And to kick us off, we're going to go with Sterling at KCOU. Go ahead, Sterling.
Thank you. First of all, Austin, congratulations on your victory tonight. A couple of questions I have. The first one being, obviously, you've driven on the Eldora Speedway in Ohio, and with the victory tonight at Knoxville, what were the similarities or differences that you noticed in driving between Eldora and Knoxville?
I think the biggest difference that I noticed between the two was obviously it seemed a lot flatter corners. I don't know if it really is or not. It's kind of hard to tell on these two tracks, but it seemed a little flatter corners. And I actually started throughout the race using that berm or whatever you want to call it on the inside lane to my advantage. I know it looked like some guys were kind of scared to go down there. They thought they might rip their left front off of it or something, but I started using that to my advantage. It seemed like there was more grip down there. I could get my left front kind of turned better, and I could really get my truck set in the center of the corner. It seemed like our truck was really good around like the 3/8 to the 5/8 mark of the corner, you know, all the way to the center of the corner and a little bit past center. It seemed like that's where I could gain most of my time. And we made some adjustments throughout the race to get a little bit more forward drive in it, but we had really good forward drive all night. That's kind of seemed like that's what kind of set us apart from some of the other guys. I really felt confident that if we could ever get the lead, that it was going to be really hard for us to be beat. As long as we got good restarts and we could just hold our own for a lap, then we could start pulling away. And with that green, white checkered, I know they were beating and banging, but I felt like once I got off of turn two and I had clear racetrack that we were going to be really hard to get around.
And also we noticed during those many, many overtime restarts near the end, people was up and drivers were spinning, obviously. In your mind, is the aggression being pushed a little too much by the drivers out there?
I think when it comes down to the end of the race, you're going to do anything you can to win the race. These races are hard to win. They're not easy. They don't just come to you. You got to go out and take it a lot of times. And I thought that a lot of the guys that, you know, with those overtime restarts, those big wrecks that kept happening, I thought they probably could have been avoidable. It seemed like guys were just being, like you said, really aggressive. I tried to be as aggressive as I could tonight, but also be as respectful as I could. So I know our trucks tore up a little bit. It seemed like a lot of guys, you know, when it got to the end of the race, they were getting desperate and they wanted to really get in line because that bottom lane just was the preferred line at the end of the race. And I would be there, and the next thing you know, they'd come down on me. And then we'd door each other and I'd get the spot or whatever and get some damage. But that was just the product of tonight. I knew going in here it was going to be a dogfight. I knew it was going to be one of those things where once the bottom lane came in, it was going to be that much harder to pass. And you were going to have to kind of go to what I would call like the old Bristol, where you just kind of rough the guy up a little bit, use the bumper a little bit to get around him. And I didn't have to do that a whole lot because I had really good forward drive off the corner. I could get under somebody and outbreak them into the next corner. But a lot of guys, it seemed like they had to do that a lot, and that's why you saw all those wrecks at the end of the race.
Thanks, Austin. Congratulations.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
All right. Our next question is going to come from Bob Pockris. Go ahead, Bob.
Yeah, Austin. I mean, obviously Chandler thought that he should have been named the leader there before that final restart. I'm curious, like, did you – think you were the leader, or were you surprised that you were named the leader?
We were actually going to argue with it, just like they were probably going to argue with it, that we were the leader. I felt like when we got a little past center of the corner, I put the throttle down and I was just going to hope it stuck. And me and him kind of doored each other all the way off of two. And when the caution came out, it looked like I was just a little bit ahead. When they said caution was out and I looked at the caution light, it looked like we were just a little bit ahead. But we were so close side by side, I didn't really know. I just knew that I was going to have to get a tremendous restart on the outside lane to even have a chance, because the outside lane just wouldn't go. I got through the gears really good. We got down in the corner together, and then we kind of doored each other a little bit. And then when I got in the gas, I felt like I maybe jumped them just a little bit. But, you know, everyone's going to have their side of the story. I hate it. I hate it for them. He was good all night, even staying out, you know, being able to do what he did, staying out. I felt like tires were a big deal. And for him to run up front like that and almost get a win, It just showed how good their truck probably was. But our Toyota Tundra was really good as well. Scott and all the guys did a really good job at HRE getting this thing ready. I'm no dirt guy at all. And, you know, I don't claim to be, but it kind of played into my favor a little bit tonight. When it got to the inside lane, and the inside lane was kind of where the preferred lane was, I felt really confident being down there. Felt like I could really be disciplined and run the bottom and use that curbing to help turn the car or turn the truck and then and get that drive off with our Tundra. And it just played in our favor tonight. Just, you know, all the dominoes kind of just fell into place. We've been due a win. I keep saying it, that we've been right on the cusp of winning races, and we finally got one. And I think this just builds our confidence even more going forward that we're going to rack up a lot. Hopefully we can get on a run going into these playoffs.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to go into the media center for our next
question. Yeah, I know, you know, when it gets to the end, you kind of expect chaos and hecticness and everything, but just describe the emotional roller coaster of that last, you know, 45 minutes, hour through the red flag. I feel like it's almost like a halftime with 30 seconds left in the game. Where you kind of got to shut it down and everything, just that whole sequence through the cautions, everything, how you stay locked in and focused, even though everything around you is kind of falling apart.
Yeah, I think, I kind of think the biggest thing was mentally, I just had to keep thinking about what I could do on that restart. I knew that the restart was going to be where it was at. If I could get ahead of him on the restart or maybe even get down to the second, at least have a chance, maybe get to him and get a run off the corner, because I felt like, like I said, our forward drive was really good. I felt like I could have maybe done something with him. So I just knew that when we had that red flag, I had to do everything I could and have my restart perfectly, not spin the tires, get through the gears, do everything right, and that we would have a chance. But it is hard. It's hard to stay locked in. It's hard to stay committed to what you're doing and mentally just kind of stay focused. I think the biggest thing that was a big unknown was what was our truck going to do when we rolled back off with having the tires sit there for that long and cool off that much. You know, the air pressure starts coming down a little bit, so it's going to drive differently. So I didn't really know what our Tundra was going to drive like. I just knew that I was going to do everything I could not to slip those tires and get the restart that I could. And you just – in those situations, you just got to be mentally prepared and just got to stay locked in. You can't be thinking about anything else other than that restart, because that restart wins you the race.
Awesome. I know this is kind of the first year of this event, but in the past, the summer truck race on dirt has kind of made some names of some big drivers that came through the ranks, Austin Hill and Chase Briscoe. Is this a race that's going to make your name a lot more well known?
Possibly. I don't know. I mean, I feel like, you know, what I've done over at HRE and Scott and Tim and Grayson and Ron and just everybody at the shop, Mike Greachy, Shiggy Hattori, our owner, just everything we've done with this organization, I feel like I feel like we're very well known. And I feel like these last couple years that I've been running for HRE has kind of put my name on the map. You know, we've won, I think now, 7 races in the truck series. So, you know, we're each year we've been in contention to win championships. It comes down to that last race, and we end up being just a few points out. We're hoping to change that this year, but the way this playoff format works, it's kind of a coin toss on if you're going to make it. If you don't win a race, when it comes down to points, and if you have any type of issue, it just takes you out of contention. So we've been really close to winning championships, I think that this season we're close. We need to be a little bit better, but I think winning a place like Knoxville definitely puts your name on the map. You know, Knoxville is just so well known for their history and just everything about dirt. I'm not a dirt guy, so I don't know a ton about dirt racing, but I know about Knoxville, and I know that the history here is very well known, and it's a cool place to win at for sure. I just think that this kind of builds our confidence, like I said earlier. And there's no telling how many races we can win going forward. I know this racetrack is totally different than any other racetrack we're going to coming up. But I think it does still build the confidence just in myself and in this whole team.
Austin, during the red flag, did you have any particular conversation with your crew to keep you locked in?
So they kind of were talking to me on the radio a little bit. I never said a word. Every now and then I'd say copy or 10-4 to them, but I wasn't talking to them because I knew that they couldn't do anything for me. It was all about me and that restart, and it was about me and my spotter communicating, clearing ourselves, getting down, doing all those things. And then when we got the lead, obviously it was all about me just having that really good restart, hitting my marks, not jumping the start. You know, there's a lot of things that go into effect. And I had one of those really good restarts, that last restart when I was in the lead. I waited on the 98 to kind of give me a little push. And as soon as he gave me a push, I knew that was going to kind of bog him down a little bit. And I just went for it. I knew the 18 was going to get clear probably because I got a really good launch. But I just hoped that I could get to the center of the corner of 1 and 2 without him jacking me up. And I really thought that once we left turn 2, it was going to be hard to get to us. And that's kind of how it happened. But man, we had a really good Toyota Tundra tonight. It was actually driving so good that I didn't know what to tell them under each stage break. There was a few things that I wanted done to it. But other than that, I mean, we were so good on the long run that it was really hard to adjust on it much. I just knew that I needed that track position back because we fell all the way back to like 20th. If we could get that track position back, we would have a shot. But everybody that was on the truck tonight, Toyota Mobility Parts, United Rentals, Tochigi, Fukushima, you know, just everybody that is part of this organization, Jack Irvin, Tyler Gibbs, just everybody at the Toyota camp, TRD, we've been putting so much work into this program and trying to get to where some of these KVM guys are. We feel like we've been really close, but we've been just missing that little bit. And I think that just kind of builds everybody's confidence going forward to when we get to Watkins Glen and we get to these playoffs, that it's going to be game time and we're going to be one of the contenders for sure. Thanks. I can feel his pain. Not winning that race definitely puts him in a position going to Watkins Glen. You know, it's one of those things that he did a really good job tonight. Me and him work out together. I see him in the Toyota gym a lot, so me and him talk a lot. I felt bad for him. I felt like he was really good. I don't know if he was any better than we were. Like I said, he was on older tires, so who knows if he would have had the same lap tires, it could have been different. He might have been getting better restarts than he even was, and he was still getting good restarts. It wasn't like he wasn't. But I've had a race like that be taken away from me at Lanham River Speedway. We had a 6-second lead, and next thing you know, caution comes out. We have a green-white checkered, and I think it was Grant Enfinger got around us on the outside and won the race. And it still kind of haunts me to this day because Lanham River Speedway is a place that's my hometown. It's my home track. It's where I want to win at more than anything else. To not win there yet, it's been a bummer. And we've been really close each and every year. We finished second the last 2 years there. And so I feel his pain completely. I know what it's like. And it's just one of those things. You just got to keep your head up and keep digging forward and not get down on yourself. You and your team just got to stay confident and the wins will come. I mean, if you're running that good and you run up front, there's no way that you're not going to win races.
He also talked about the aggression level out there, that he thought it was higher now than it's ever been. And I mean, you know, I'm kind of curious, where was the difference between the level of aggression and some of the stupidity at the back of the pack?
So I think that when it comes down to the end of these couple races where you're trying to lock yourself into the playoffs, it just ramps up. We have Derek Krause that's in our race shop, rent space from us. Me and him talk a lot. And we kind of go over race strategy and I talk to him and try to kind of coach him a little bit if I can. And, you know, he told me going into here, he said, I got to win a race. So if you're in front of me, sorry, but I got to win a race. So, and I understood it completely. I mean, I know I'm locked in, he's not, and you got to win a race to get locked in if you're that far out of the points. And so these guys are going to do everything they possibly can. They don't care whose feelings they hurt. They don't care, you know, what happens. As long as they win the race, that's all they care about. They don't care about who they screwed around and maybe wrecked them or hurt their race. They don't care about that. They're just focused on winning races. And you almost kind of have to have that mindset, but at the same time, you got to be at least a little respectful to your competitors. And you don't want to have, you know, a couple guys on your bad side going into the playoffs and say they're not in the playoffs. They could easily just take you out of the playoffs just like that. So you kind of got to, you know, weigh it. You kind of got to just see what outweighs the other. Yep.
Okay. Oh. We're good. Okay. Take another question from
Austin. With long break coming up for the trials, do you think it'll be more of a challenge to carry the momentum of tonight into future events, or do you think it'll be better because you get more time to win?
Can you say that one more time? You cut out like right at the beginning.
With the long break coming up, do you think it'll be more of a challenge to carry the momentum of an event like tonight into future events, or do you think it'll be better because you get more time to celebrate the win?
I think it'll be better just because my team can regroup. We can, you know, get ready for the playoffs. We can get ready for Walking the Glen coming up. And for a team like us, we need these weekends to get, I'm not going to say we're behind, but just to get caught up. You know, my guys have been working so many hours in the shop, you know, 70, 80 hours in the shop each and every week, staying late at night, 11, 12 o'clock at night. They're putting the effort in. I'm putting the effort in. Everybody's putting the effort in. So I think it's good to have this 3 weeks off, and it just kind of helps us reset going forward. We can get some trucks put together and maybe do some things that we might can do better on the aero side of things or setup side of things, because we've been missing it that little bit on some of these racetracks. So so I think it helps us regroup, and I think our confidence is still going to be as high as ever going into the playoffs. We've been so close to wins, like I've said before. And it was just a matter of time. I didn't think it was going to be a dirt track. I didn't think it was at Knoxville, but I'm fine with winning anywhere I can win them. So this is really special for me and my team. And we're definitely going to celebrate it and get ready. Having these 3 weeks off is going to be good for us.
Thank you, and congratulations again.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay, we're going to take one final question here from Justin. Go ahead, Justin.
I guess to follow up on that question, first off, congratulations on tonight's victory, Austin. And I guess I got to ask, are you going to be spending your time over these next couple of weeks where we're going to have no racing coming up?
Well, I'm in the Toyota gym each and every week, you know, six days a week, and putting a lot of effort into the physical side of things. And I don't do as good on the nutrition side, but I do need to do a little better on the nutrition side. But the physical side of things, I'm doing everything I can. We'll probably be in the TRD simulator a lot. Toyota helps out a lot with these simulator times, and you know, being able to get on that with tracks that we don't have practice helps us out a lot. Helps us out with some setup stuff, helps us out with like maybe new things that we want to try. We can go in there and spend a couple hours doing that. So we'll be doing that over the course of the next couple weeks. And then on top of that, I'm going to spend a lot of time with my family. We're going on a week vacation, and just kind of some downtime for us. Spend some time with my kids and my wife, and just kind of relax a little bit, you know, reset. And when we come back, we're going to be ready for these next couple months. It's getting close to the playoffs, so we got to get locked in and be really committed going forward.
I guess a follow-up question to that is, since we kind of have this month-long break, like, does it feel like it's a two-part season where now we're entering into the playoff territory plus Watkins Glen? And is it kind of a second season and that we're having now as a driver?
Yeah, I mean, as a driver, it gets tough when you have those weeks off, and then when you get back to the racetrack, especially if you don't have practice, it takes a few laps to kind of get back in the swing of things. You know, trying to just stay fresh and stay ready. It does make it a little tough, but in the same sense, it sometimes it's good to have a reset. Sometimes it's good to just kind of go back, look at things with me and my team, and just kind of go over things and see what we can do better going into the playoffs. So I kind of think it's probably a good thing that we're doing this. It's good to get ready for the playoffs. We can get ahead. We can get some extra trucks built and kind of get ahead on that aspect of things and get ready. As a driver, you want to race every weekend you can, but I'm just trying to look at it in my team and my guys' view of things. I think it's going to help them out a lot. Just being able to get us ready going into the playoffs, I think it's going to help us be that much ahead going forward.
Thank you, Austin. Congrats on tonight's victory.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, Austin. Thank you so much for your time. Congratulations again on the win. And we appreciate you spending some time with us.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. See you guys.
All right. And to all the media who joined us, this audio and video will be available on NASCARmedia.com. Thank you.